Hey y'all, this is Ginger DeVries, guest number 56 of the podcast, encouraging you today to use your position to broadcast God's love. God's word says, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We pray this episode is an encouragement to you to go out and use your position to broadcast his love. From Scotto All Britain Studios, here's your host, Ricky.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Broadcast His Love. This is a podcast where we talk about what life looks like when we decrease our name and increase God's name, because it's all about Jesus living life on purpose with him. And I just want to give y'all a heads up, I'm going to be real giddy today. I'm going to be real excited today. We've got Lexi Ford here. She's one of my dear friends. And you know when you just get with your girlfriend, how you just laugh? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's how we get every time.
I just want to just like giggle and laugh. And it was so, before Lexi came in today, we have this area outside of the podcast studio, you know, Scotto All Britain Studios. And we're just sitting outside and having the best conversation about sowing and reaping and how the Lord provides and how good he is to us. I'm like, Lord Jesus, you have got us fired up. We need to have the microphones out here. So how are you today, Lexi Ford?
Good. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Yes. Well, I love you. And so for you who's listening, you're just going to be encouraged and inspired by the Lord, because Lexi Ford lives a spirit-led life in the most beautiful way. So kind, so humble, so gentle, so loving, so caring and compassionate. And I'm just so grateful that she's my friend. So you're just going to get a boost, a jolt of Jesus today in whatever you're doing. Lexi is a wife, a mom. She is a founder, like founder of a big business here in town, Bear Fruit Bowls, acai and coffee. And we're just going to dive into what they do, her and Ryan, her husband, who's been on before twice. Mm-hmm. Ryan's been on and he had a funny moment. Oh my goodness. Lexi and I were laughing about the spiritual phone. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like telling Lexi, the Lord gave me this download of Bear Fruit Bowls. It was so funny. You have to go back and listen to it if you want another good laugh. But yeah, so how are you, Lexi?
I'm good. I'm so stoked to get into this.
Yes.
You just made me so happy with your sweet words.
Oh my goodness, I love you.
You always uplift me and make me feel so good. So I'm very thankful for you.
Oh, well, God bless you. Same to you. Mm. I love your friendship. Thank you so much. Aww. And so spring break, I mean, acai bowls and coffee, like 'tis the season. You guys are in the thick of serving people, right?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're assembling our team. We're getting our like minds right, our hearts right, because we really, you know, every time we go into a new season, we want to serve the community in every single aspect. So it takes preparation for sure.
Yeah. So do you just like love what you guys do? I mean, you're
on
the beach.
Yes. Yeah. I wake up every day and I'm like, Lord, thank you. He's so good to us.
Now I like want to cry.
I know. I'm already starting to cry.
What is happening?
You saw it in my eyes. That's why.
I know, but I was just like, when we were telling each other we loved each other, I'm like, no, I like. See, this is what happens with sisters and the Holy Spirit, is you just like feel the love of God.
And, oh, yeah.
And then gratitude happens.
Yes. He makes you giggly. The Spirit overcomes you and you do.
It's true. It's so true. But just love what the Lord is doing through you guys. Bear Fruit Bowls, like the name, and we've talked about it before on the podcast, but like for the person listening, what an encouragement to hear how this young family has come into a new town and named a business, a new business, a Christian focus of Bear Fruit. I mean, did the Lord just like press it on your heart? This is what it's going to be.
It was all my husband and the Lord speaking to him. I honestly had nothing to do with it. I honestly told my husband at the beginning, like, no, we're not doing this. Like, he was like, called me randomly one day. We wanted to do marketplace ministry. We didn't know what business we were going to do it in or how. He calls me randomly and he's like, I feel like the Lord is telling me to open up like an acai bowl shop on the beach.
Yeah.
In the old Interlight spot. He just had heard that they were like moving out and going to a new spot or whatever. And I was like, no, we've never done acai bowls. Like, we've eaten them before, like in California, but I don't even know like the pricing, like what that means. And yeah, so I was not for it at all. And he just kept, like, when he hears something from the Lord, he's doing it no matter what. He'll ask for my advice and, like, you know, try and get my blessing. But ultimately, like, God trumps me any day, which is good.
Yes, I want that.
Yes. But it's just funny how it happened because I didn't even want to do it at the beginning. But yeah.
The Lord is so good to, okay, for example, this weekend at church was on marriage.
So good. It was good.
And Riley and I are sitting together, and then Lexi and Ryan are right next to us. And I'm looking at Lexi. I'm like, I am trying not to elbow jab my husband on what the pastor is saying about being married. But like, this is so good about communication and seeking the Lord first and doing marriage the way God intended. And oh my goodness, the grace that was talked about over the weekend and just like how to communicate in marriage. It was so good.
I think we all needed it.
We all needed it.
It was good.
Oh, so good. Tell us a little bit about what God has you doing now, because the business has been open for several years now, right? Two years?
Almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years?
No way. Yes. 3 years?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Right? I think so.
Y'all opened up right after COVID.
Yeah. And before I had Sunny. I opened before we had Sunny. Sunny's turning two. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So tell us what the Lord has you guys doing right now. Because, I mean, just paint the picture for us. What's Bare Fruit Bowls right now?
Oh, man. The past few months have honestly been hard. Because... Yeah. Sorry. Okay. God is so good. Yes. Just the things he's taken us through of. Anytime I feel the Holy Spirit, I get so emotional and it's so embarrassing.
No.
Ryan's like, stop it. I'm like, I can't help it. But anyway, no, just trying to figure out how to grow the business while glorifying God. And it's, whoa, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, surrendering all. Something about sowing and reaping just kind of popped up in my brain. And that's something that the Lord's been really revealing to you guys, right?
Yeah.
The Bible verse that I was just looking at before you came was the cheerful giver, which, you know, this is just totally the Lord right now. And it's talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And like, that's the Ford fam.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is exactly. Ryan always says, like, I want to be known for like overly giving. I never want to hold things like to ourselves. It's not even ours to begin with. So especially with Bare Fruit, like, we have really had to come to a place, well, I have, where it's like, it is not our business. It's not for us to make money and like get this big platform that like makes me feel good and have personal gratification. It is 1000% for Jesus and his kingdom.
Yeah.
And he gifted us with this business for that exact purpose. So keeping everything in line with that and keeping your heart in check with that constantly is like, it's a lot, but it's so fruitful and so meaningful when you get to see everything that comes out of it.
I would miss a huge point here if I didn't ask you to encourage the person listening who maybe feels like they are holding on to everything.
Mm.
Is there any encouragement that you have? Because you are in such a this place of humility, releasing it to the Lord, trusting him with your future. I mean, is there any encouragement that you have from that former brokenness, if that makes sense?
Yeah. If you give overabundantly, you will always feel more freed. You think like you feel free when you have all these things to yourself and you hoard them. But the second you release that, the control and like give away things to people, God blesses you with freedom first and foremost. And that is like a weight immediately lifted off your shoulders. And you never view it that way. Like, I feel like a lot of believers don't view it that way, maybe. Mm-hmm. But really, like, he wants you to give out of abundance so that you yourself can feel free and like purified and refined by him. And nothing is like holding you back from him, not even money or possessions or whatever it may be.
Yeah. when I think about you, Lexi, I think about like God, like you know how much the Lord loves you.
I've had to grow in that.
Really?
Dude, when I... Sorry, I'm going to call you dude.
You call me dude. I'll call you dude.
You're used to it.
You'll sell people, acai bowls on the beach. Like, you can dude all...
We embody it so bad.
I love it.
What were you saying? Sorry,
I just love how you, like, know that the Lord loves you.
Oh, yeah. So when I first became, like, got saved, like, dramatically, like, ripped from my old life of, like, partying and all this stuff, I, like, was so... my self-esteem was so low. I had let in so many people like take advantage of me, like just in relationships with guys and like my family, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So when I first got saved, like I didn't view it as that. I viewed it as like, I have to work so hard to gain this from Jesus. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm like picturing a hamster on a wheel.
Yes. It was exhausting. And then, you know, I got married to Ryan shortly after I got saved. And like, I'm so grateful because he really was like an anchor for me.
Yeah.
And just helping me grow with the Lord in like such a like loving, sweet, soft way. But yeah, he just had to hammer in my brain. Like anytime I would get in my mind of like, you know, my works and like what I was doing for the Lord, he's like, listen, you have to realize like God loves you. Mm-hmm. He looks at you as his little daughter, like he's your daddy.
Yeah.
And like, people are like, that's weird. But he's like, he's my first love for a reason. He loves me so much.
Yeah. That's so beautiful to remember that God is your father. My life verse is Ephesians 4:1, which is, as a prisoner for the Lord, that I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Mm. And just all of Ephesians 4, woo, is amazing. Yeah. But Ephesians 4:1, that as a prisoner for the Lord, it's like, I'm a daughter of the King, Jesus.
Yeah.
And like, for you who's listening, woman, you're a daughter of the King Jesus. A guy, like, you're a son of the King Jesus. And you know, the part where you were just talking about that Ryan was an anchor for you, I do feel like that too with my husband. Like, he was so much more firm in his walk with the Lord, of like understanding the relationship.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like, I knew some Bible verses,
exactly,
but I didn't realize the walking with me part. Mm. And it's funny. So our husbands surf together.
They love it.
They love it. That's like Riley's like favorite. He loves surfing with Ryan.
Ryan loves it too.
Oh my gosh. They're so funny. Oh my goodness. But yeah, when he is surfing, and when we were first dating, he was like, when I'm surfing, I just feel so connected to God.
That's exactly what Ryan says. It's so funny.
So I'm like, I didn't know that you could do something and feel close to God. Like, it could draw you closer to God.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, maybe I should be like seeking his presence, you know? And then worship, I'm seeking his face. I'm not surfing, but I'm having this, you know, thing of like experiencing the Lord. And then, you know, doing fun like this, you know, talking to you guys like, hey, y'all, like, this is for the Lord, for his glory. He reveals new things to us. He's just so amazing in his ways and the testimony that you just shared. So I just wanted to share with you about that, about in marriage, that, you know, Ryan was an anchor for you, because it is cool how the Lord brings in a guy into our, like, as women, brings a guy into our lives. And, you know, the equally yoked thing, you know, in marriage.
Yeah, one flesh, equal. Yes, all of it.
It's so important. Let's just, like, encourage the single women out there of, like, waiting for the right guy, right?
Mm, yeah. Dude, yes.
And you don't know if he's the right guy. That's a whole other thing.
A lot of our staff, I mean, they're all younger, like, single girls, and they're in the midst of, like, dating and figuring out, like, what guys, because so many guys say they're Christian, but then they get to know them, and they're like, wow, maybe you're not really living for the Lord, like, your heart's not in the right place, and it's hard, so I just keep trying to encourage them, like, stick to your guns and, like, make sure, like, the guy you choose is so, like, strong in the Lord, because everything else in marriage will fall into place so much more easily. Like, marriage is, it is like, you know, you have to work hard at it every day. Yes. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
But it's an easier choice when you're doing it with Jesus in the middle of it. It makes it like, okay, I can humble myself and come in humility and say sorry because God is doing it for me. You know what I mean?
Yes, because he saved us from our sins. Yeah.
If I'm trying to do it all myself, it's really bad.
I'm so grateful for Riley. Oh my goodness. But is there anything else that you wanted to share with Bear Fruit? I mean, obviously you guys like come check him out. Like, is there anything else you wanted to share about what God's doing with Bear Fruit?
Oh man, there's so much.
Yeah.
We just, we want to figure out how to, every day we think, how can we serve the community more? Mm-hmm. It's never like going to be enough for us. Like the whole purpose of Bear Fruit is to like build, in our mission and vision, it literally says like, we're here to build a home in small communities where patrons and employees alike are equipped and exalted to live an abundant life together. How did I remember that? Because Ryan recites it to me every day.
No
but
way.
Seriously, yeah. And that like keeps us like on the track of like every decision we make is anchored on that. Okay, are we aligning with that and what we said we wanted to do from the very beginning? Like, we're here to build that home, to be like a home for people in the community where they can use our space and come and hang out with us too. Like, we want to be very inclusive. Like, I love going to places where you just feel embraced.
Yes.
And so welcomed. I hate going to places where it's like clicky and like they feel like they can't talk to you or say, hey, like that's weird. I want to like everyone to feel so welcome and embraced in our shop. So I just pray that that's what we perceive, like how everyone perceives us in the community. So
and invited, like you're invited to the cool party because you're a cool kid.
100%. I don't know how cool we are, but we try.
You know what? Everything is awkward. Like everything is weird. You know what I'm saying? If you just go into the day of like, I'm awkward, I'm weird, thank God I have Jesus, I'm just gonna love people out of the abundance of the grace and love given to me.
Yeah.
You know what? There's half the battle right there.
Yeah. And you're so good at that, Ricky. From the first time I've met you, I had never seen you in person, but Ryan had been on your podcast and you saw me at the gym and you like ran up and you're like, hey, like I know exactly who you are.
Because I stalked you on Instagram.
Honestly, it caught me off guard because I was like, what? Like we had just moved to Pensacola and I was trying so hard to like gain friends and, you know, just get in the community.
Yeah.
So for someone to like run up and just embrace me like that, it felt so good. So you're like a perfect example of that.
Oh, well, God bless you. You are a perfect example of that too.
I'm not perfect, but you know,
this
we can
is gonna try. Be the third time that my eyes are watering in this episode. Okay. God loves you so much for you who's listening. And Lexi has prepared this for you guys. So I'm like super stoked. She's got her notebook and her Bible and it's like highlighted. Let's talk for a minute about writing in our Bibles before you share the last, you know, big question. Why do you write in your Bible?
It helps me stick it all in my brain. Like I can actually remember it. If I rewrite it down, it's like it's there for at least a little bit longer. You know what I mean? I feel like if I just read it and skim over it, it's like, okay, it's here now and it's gone in a second. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do it.
Well, and it's like when you write in it, it's like it comes off the pages into your heart.
Yeah.
And then you just pray that throughout the day you remember, Lord, save me from myself. Mm-hmm. What was that you said? What did you do?
Right.
How did you save Job? You know, you're like hoping that you remember what you read and just apply it to your life. So what Bible verse is encouraging you in this season?
Yeah. So we've been talking about reaping and sowing seeds. We talk about bearing fruit in our lives all the time. Like me and my husband specifically, because that's literally our whole business model.
Yeah.
So the thing that's been sticking out to me, I just got a study Bible and I'm like, why did I not do this years ago? Because it makes so much more sense now and it helps me like – I can say Bible verses and put it in the right context. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just cool to see like how deep our God is. Like these words in the Bible like means a lot, but when it's explained, it's like, whoa, it means even way more than what I thought you were trying to say.
Yes. Okay. So like, for example, the word abundantly.
Yeah.
In the Bible. Okay. This is weird that I'm going to say the Bible I have, but the translation I have.
Yeah.
Uses the word super abundantly. One word. Like, and then it breaks it down, like what that means. It's so refreshing. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's so many levels.
So many levels. It's literally, okay, for you who's listening and you hear the word levels, like stop thinking about religion. We're talking about intimacy and relationship with Jesus. And it does, it feels like levels. Like, you know, when you've been dating someone for like 3 months, you're like, okay, we've been dating for 3 months. Right. And then when it's like 9 months and then it's a year, you're like, oh my goodness, it's like a new level. Yes. We've been dating for a year or whatever. And then you marry. I mean, Riley and I are celebrating 10 years of marriage this year. It feels like another level.
That is such a good way to put that. That's so good.
But it is. It's like deeper into like refining into a relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my, I just get revivals like around you all the time. Yeah. We were having like hands up in the air revival moment before this episode. It's just like continuing. So like if we keep talking for the next 6 hours, I guess we'll just keep having revivals.
But anyway, me and you could. We totally could.
Yes, like hallelujah.
Oh no, we're dangerous.
Yes, hallelujah. Tell us your scripture. Sorry, I'm bouncing.
No,
around.
You're good. So I've been reading through Matthew. I'm gonna reread the whole like Bible and stuff. So I'm in Matthew right now. But Matthew 13, 24 through 30 has been getting me through this season. And do you want me to read the Bible verse? Okay.
Yeah.
So it says, he put another parable before them saying, the kingdom of heaven may not be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds also appeared. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, an enemy has done this. So the servants said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, no, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow in together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. So I read that, didn't really understand what it was saying, but basically my Bible explained to me like the parable where the bad seed gets planted in a good seed. The bad seed equals false teaching, and the good seed is preaching truth from God.
Yes.
And when the wheat workers are asleep, the wild, like, that's when the bad seed people come and they are preaching, like, false words.
Right. So that's why we have to be diligent in the word.
Yeah.
To know, like, hey, this isn't right.
Yeah. And the wild weeds look like wheat at first, but at harvest times, it becomes, like, dark and stiff, and you can tell it's not actually wheat.
Yes.
But they stay in the same field until harvest. And then God sends an angel to separate the tares from the wheat, the bad seed from the good seed.
Yeah.
Which is like separation from bad from good.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was so crazy how, I don't know, it didn't make sense when I first read it, but how we're human and we're not perfect. We may sow bad seeds at times and do things that maybe were not like ordained by God. We try really hard to be prayerful about every decision we make in the business. But, you know, there are times where like, okay, maybe we misheard him or things like, you know. But I also was viewing it as like, there's just like tough people that come into our life. And it's like, it is like, it feels like a bad seed moment. So it just gave me hope. Like, yes, we may be experiencing bad seed right now. But when harvest comes, God always sends that angel down to rip the bad seed from the good seed.
Yeah.
And it separates them always.
That's so good.
So it's like, it's not going to be like that forever for us. Like, we won't have to deal with bad seed mixed in with the good. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I was just feeling. And it's just really been getting me through. So.
Well, and for whoever is out there and runs a business or runs a family. mean, come on. Like, trust God to provide that hedge of protection around you, to give you the discernment, to give you the wisdom. You know, you're asking God for his wisdom. You're, like you said, prayerfully considering stuff, and then just like trusting him to not only provide, but direct you in relationships and new staff and new clients and how you serve people and vision for the future. You know, just the law of sowing and reaping. I mean, you just can't break it. And before you came in, Lexi, we were talking about this before, but a synonym for sow is broadcast. Isn't that awesome?
That is.
Okay, other synonyms for sow are to spread, to scatter, to distribute, to put in the ground. So I just want to encourage whoever's listening to like put in good seeds. You know, broadcast good seeds. Good seeds. And people are like, what is good? What is good seeds? Well, anything from God is good. You know, if it's good, it's God's.
Exactly.
If it's good, it's God's. Like, he made
it.
So it's just focus on the things that give him glory and not yourself. Like, that's the first thing.
Which is hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's like, this is going to advance my kingdom. I'm going to make money. But the Lord provides. And just like in the story of Job, he will do abundantly more. Jesus is so good. Okay, synonyms for reap are harvest, pick, gather, grow, accumulate, fish. I don't know, fish. Like, you know, you pull it out of the water. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. I
guess. I don't know. That's from Webster Dictionary. So, but yeah, just when you're thinking about sowing and reaping, I just wanted to give you some actionable words to go with that in your own life. What is God revealing to you? What is he showing to you? Is he showing you his goodness through your children? Is he showing you his goodness through the sunshine today? Is he showing you his goodness through this new thing he's doing in your life? Focus on what the Lord is broadcasting to you. Meditate on it, be prayerful about it, plant those good seeds to further his kingdom, and then let him provide the increase. Let him grow it. You know, he'll reap it. It's his anyway, you know?
For sure. But he blesses you in the midst of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
I feel like people just view like, oh, I have to sow this and give this to like get something back from God, or like, you know, but it's like he blesses you back in that. And gives you so much more than you could ever ask for.
Yes. And that brings up the conversation of timing, because I want things right now.
Yeah.
But that's not how the Lord is.
I know.
He's like, strength will rise as you wait upon the Lord, you know? And yeah, timing. Is there anything you could say about God's timing and like how he's encouraged you in his ways?
Yeah, we always wait on his timing. Every time we've rushed something, it's a mess after. So we know, like, if we have a decision to make, we take our time, like a few days, few weeks, few months, whatever it is. We ask plenty of mentors, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like, when we hear the Lord on something, we're doing it that way for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just wait on him. Like, you don't have to make a decision immediately. And like, I feel like, when you do make decisions immediately, you're almost always acting out of emotion. And Ryan helped me realize like what the difference is between acting in truth from the Lord versus acting out in emotion. I didn't even know about this.
Okay, but, like, you have to share.
Whoa, big revelation from my husband. Like, yeah,
share with us.
Just when you act out in emotion, like whenever something bad happens, someone hurts you or like, you know, something traumatic.
Yeah.
You're like, first instinct is emotions, like I'm mad, I'm upset, I'm frustrated, I'm sad.
Fight or flight.
And you just act out in the worst ways that like are going to have major repercussions in the future.
Yes.
If you wait, calm down, pray things out, like give the Lord the space to work on your heart, like it's almost directly the opposite of what you would have done in your emotions.
Yeah. Well, so, that's why the Lord's like, be still and know that I'm God. And like, you know, the truth that God already has the victory.
Yeah.
One of our kids today, he was saying that, you know, oh, I don't want to lose. They were doing like a truck race. You know, I don't want to lose. I want to win. And it was so much of a moment that I could tell it was sewing into his identity about winning and losing.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying when you hear your kids say certain things?
Yep.
You know, for us, a monster truck isn't that big of a deal, but for a little boy, it's like the bomb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, honey, the Lord already has the victory. Like, you don't need to base your next decision on if you won or lost, because God already has the victory.
Yeah.
And a book I'm reading right now, it's called Acres of Diamonds, and it's a spinoff of an original small short story about Acres of Diamonds. And this is not the podcast to dive into that book, but he writes that God's already won now. One backwards is now. Mm. So like in present tense now, focusing that God's already won will help you move forward in victory. And it's like, now, yes, won, Jesus, hallelujah.
Right. It's not like I have to fight to get this. It's like the deed's done. Just accept it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Yes.
And the identity part, that's so good. I touched about that earlier of just like we had to come to a place where like, if Bear Fruit were taken away from us today, like we would be fine because our identity is in Christ.
Yes.
It is not Bear Fruit is not us. Yeah. You know, it's weird. Like people see us on the street and they're probably like, oh, like that's the Bear Fruit owners. Like,
yes.
If they know us.
Yeah, they are.
But like to us, it's like, no, we're not that. And that's like at first I thought that would be like, I want that to be my identity. And then the more I prayed about it and Ryan like kind of made me understand, it's like, no, that's not my identity to save me from like my own self-destruction.
That's so good. And I just pray for the person listening of like releasing whatever you're holding on to, what you feel like is yours, to just release that to the Lord, knowing that it's his. And he could take away any of our businesses at any point. And he could take it all away. I mean, I keep going back to Job. I don't know what's going on. But like still trusting in the Lord, still being with the Lord, still fixed on the Lord through whatever, knowing that he provides contentment in all circumstances, you know, it makes you so much more thankful. It makes you feel so much more blessed. And then what it does is it starts breaking down all the things that you're so thankful for. And then you're like, I can't even count all of this. Like this is super abundantly more.
Yeah. Yeah. When you relinquish that control, it like opens up a whole new world to you of, blessings.
Whoa. Yes. Okay. This has been a fun episode. Continue the worship today. There's a song called Counting My Blessings. I'm going to link it in the description of this podcast. It's so good. And, I want to encourage you with the scripture. It's just talking about what we've talked about today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. It says, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transcendent, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So just fixing our eyes on Jesus, having that eternal perspective, really takes everything else out of the picture. Focusing on Jesus, what it's all about. Telling other people about Jesus, who he is, what he's done for you, sharing your testimony, and just, you know, sharing his compassion that he's had towards you, the grace, the mercy that he's shown you, just to somebody else. They may need to hear your testimony today. So don't be ashamed of what God is doing and has done in your life. Do you want to pray us out, Lexi? I don't know. Are you cool with that?
Sure, I can.
Okay. All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time together. I am so grateful for the time that I get to spend with Ricky. She's so full of your love and your passion, and it's so amazing to see. I pray that her podcast reaches people in any place of life that they're in, Lord, that something in this just touched their heart and that they relinquish that control, they give it to you, and they realize that you're just standing there waiting for them to hand it over. You don't want them to carry any weight. It is yours for the taking, and you're gladly taking it from them. So Lord, I just pray that everyone that needs that, Lord, I pray that they got that from this episode. And yeah, we just thank you so much for a good conversation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, this is Dustin, one of the pastors at Grace Bible Church in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to listen to Broadcast His Love with Ricky Van Stewart. I hope you will also consider joining us on our podcast as well. Our hope is to encourage you, inspire you, and compel you towards a closer walk with Jesus and one another. You can find us on every platform where podcasts are offered by simply searching for Grace Bible Church Sebring. Again, this is Pastor Dustin, and I hope to get to connect with you very soon.
Hey, this is Mark Stockland, pastor and CEO for Haiti Bible Mission in Jeremy, Haiti. If you'd like to follow along with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, you can check us out at HaitiBibleMission.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We'd love to get you guys connected with what we're doing in Jeremy, Haiti, and how you can partner with us to live the difference, to help empower leaders to transform communities. God bless you guys, and have a great day.
Hey everyone, it's Erica with Glassy Day Studio, where we believe every broken, discarded, and disrupted thing will be reclaimed, restored, and redeemed by the one who created and calms the waves. Glassy Day jewelry is shaped from recycled surfboard resin, and each design is named after a woman in the Bible. And 10% of every purchase supports foster care ministries. Check it out at glassydaystudio.com. And thanks for listening. And if this episode has drawn you closer to Christ, please share it with your friends and family, or even one person that might find encouragement in the message and a deeper relationship with Christ. God bless and have a great week.
This is amazing.